January Hobart is back in 2023, bigger and better than ever for the sixth year, and this is just the tonic, as they say. It's gin-sational. And joining us right now is Nicole Fisher to talk about it. Good morning, Nicole.
Morning. So happy to be here. Thank you.
Pleasure, so lovely. Yeah, so exciting. So, oh my God, tell us all about it. Like, we needed an excuse to get excited about a gin festival, but tell
right,
us about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Particularly a Tasmanian gin festival. Mm-hmm. So all the gins are Tasmanian. We have more distilleries coming down than ever, over 35 of them.
35 distilleries. See, I've been a big fan of Three Cuts Gin up north, which
brilliant.
Is really
Justin
good.
Justin will be coming down.
And is it Dasher and Fisher Gin?
Yeah,
too?
Yeah, yeah.
Really good.
Brilliant. There's just so many. And they're really changing up what a gin is as well.
Yes, I see.
It's just they're making all of them.
That's so cool.
I heard of one that's coming down. I haven't heard of this one before. Pumpkin Spice Gin.
It's like a latte, like Starbucks.
Well, and there's a masala one as well. Cherry, rhubarb. I think that one's going to really go off.
That's the thing. You can do anything with different flavours, can't you?
Absolutely. And they're trying. They're doing everything possible. You know, they're coming up with wild, different things. And it's exciting. You can't say you don't like gin.
No, I have it every single night. I was saying that to Christy with a tonic. I mean, drink responsibly.
Okay?
But yeah, high quality local gins. There's nothing better in Tasmania
nothing
than that product.
Better. And it's really about enjoying them, you know, drinking responsibly, but enjoying them, learning how to pair them.
Yes.
So we've got Taz Tonic Go and Fever Tree. They'll be down to show you how to pair them perfectly. We've even got Just Fruitful coming down from the north.
Oh, nice.
They're doing all the garnishes, all the dehydrated fruits. Lots of different, you know, really, really making a real drink and enjoying it.
And what a perfect view as well down at Princess Wharf, like sitting there by the water. I can't think of anything better.
Prime location. Best event venue in Australia, surely. And I'm so... I might do their social media. I'm so proud to be there. I'm so excited for all these distillers to be down there because it just means we're hitting the big leagues.
Yeah, well,
you have to go bigger and better, don't you, each year? I mean, the sixth year, you're like, oh, well, let's go one more. So have you got entertainment?
And
what
I just,
have you got, food?
I can't fit them otherwise. And there's just so many more. Like, I don't know, in 10 years, we're going to need a stadium. You know?
well, there might
they're
be
building one.
That's right.
Hopefully.
Just
for the gin. Forget about AFL. We need it for the gin because Tasmanian gin is winning awards all around Australia, all around the world.
We are so spoiled here in Tassie, aren't we? When it comes
it
to wine, when it comes to food, when it comes to whiskey, when it comes to gin, of course. And so there'll be food trucks there, I'm imagining, or the food?
Absolutely. We have some Tassie food trucks down. In terms of performances, we're going to have some great DJs because, you know, it's about the gin and they're just providing a cool soundtrack for us.
Perfect. Mm.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Really
it's
amazing.
A whole day.
When I get tickets, is there like a VIP lounge that I can go and hang out and have my own gins?
I see. You're right. You are the VIP type. Couldn't mix with the unwashed. Fantastic. There absolutely is. You can sip your gins in style. There'll be a little VIP lounge. It gives you priority entry and a fantastic cocktail as well.
Yeah, and just get the plebs away from us, Christy.
Oh,
we'll just have like a sectioned off rope.
He's
do we know who you are?
Like, I don't think anyone knows who I am. Not even myself. I'm like, who's this guy?
So, Nicole, if people want to get tickets, where's the best place for them to go?
GinneryHobart.com.au. They are genuinely selling fast. So get on it. Don't miss out. This is going to be a really exciting year for January.
Yeah, let the fun be gin, as they say. So back on January 14th to the 15th, bigger venue at the Princess Wharf, one on Hobart's waterfront. But Nicole Fisher, thanks for joining us from January.
Thanks very much.